So talking on and off, mostly on, about UAL's difficulty as far as public relations with the guy they had to drag off the plane at O'Hare night before last.
So after they dragged him off, I mean, he was bleeding from, he hit his face when they initially dragged him off, as you guys saw, and it was 10 minutes later, he just comes running back in and runs to the back. His face is bloody, and just clings on to the post in the back and just saying, I got to go home, I need to go home, I need to go home.
I posted, we dug up the United Airlines training video for the flight attendants.
Uh-huh.
And I just tweeted that out, at John Howell, WDLS, at John Howell, WDLS. If you see fit, maybe you could retweet it, Ray.
Yeah, it's I already did. It's Ramblin' Ray 890. Mm-hmm. Wasn't the song I'm Bleeding on a Jet Plane also in that video?
Originally written by John Denver.
Right, right. You
know, his follow-up hit was Remember to Fill the Gas Tank in the Experimental Plane. That was a great one by John Denver.
Should we do the joke or not?
No.
Okay.
No. All right, let's welcome Jonathan Honig to the program. We talk to him most Tuesday mornings. He's over there at capitalistpig.com. Watch him on Fox Business. Follow him on Twitter. He has an extensive Twitter presence. Jonathan, I see here that United Airlines down 6% overnight. What do you think is going to happen as far as United Airlines stock on the big street today?
Well, John, and good morning to you, to Ray, and our listeners. Yes, as much as viral video viewers are finding that tape of United Airlines customer being dragged off just hoard, so are shareholders. And exactly as you said, the stock, which interestingly was kind of quiet yesterday, the more this video has gone, not just around the country, but around the world, the lower its stock is sank in pre-market. It's going to open, as you said, John, down by about 6%. That's $1 billion in value wiped off United Airlines. Let's just not even think about the publicity cost.
Yeah, but you know what? That's paper money. I would go out and buy United Airlines stock today. It's down 6%. Sounds like a buying opportunity.
Well, that's, I think, really the opportunity here, John, as you said. I mean, the funny thing is that airline stocks have not only been doing well for quite a long time, but customers, on average, are as happy as they've been in decades. There's a survey that's been done by Emory-Riddle University that said, essentially, customers of U.S. airlines are more pleased, more satisfied than they've been in 27 years, particularly in areas like baggage handling and denied boardings. So despite a lot of the anguish and angst over this terrible video, the airlines, and you know, Warren Buffett's been buying airline stocks as well. So what usually happens after things like this, the stock takes a hit, the headlines make the news, and then people kind of get back to realizing this is the exception, not the rule, and the stocks, excuse the pun, fly higher after that. So I'm with you. I think this is probably the time to get in, despite the horrible publicity.
Big John and Ray, we're talking with Jonathan Honig this morning. You know, I know that there's there's a big market for young teen dollars, and we know that Amazon is a favorite website, Apple, the kids love. But why do they hate Under Armour? I mean, I know a lot of people don't think Under Armour is cool, but it would seem to me that it's a pretty big brand.
Isn't it? But wasn't it like, all right, I'm a little out of it. I'm not probably, you know, certainly not a teen anymore. I was a teen in the last century. But, John, Ray, these tastes are so fickle. I mean, it wasn't just a couple of years ago. Under Armour and especially Fossil were very cool brands with young people. That's out now, and this is a result of some research from Piper Jaffray. That's a big investment firm. So they asked teens, what type of brands are you buying? And interestingly, as you said, brands like Under Armour, Ralph Lauren, Fossil are now very uncool among today's teens. Same thing with Abercrombie and Fitch, which you can remember, just a decade ago, was a very hot brand with all those sexy models. What's in Adidas, Amazon, Apple? These are among the top brands for kids. And once again, you know, what I would say, guys, just, you know, buy what you know. Look around, talk to your friends, your family. Brands and the companies are popular. Those stocks, Amazon especially, and Apple, are doing very well. So teens might be better stockers than they think. What's hot among teens is hot in the market, too.
We have Governor Bruce Rauner in here about an hour from now. If you had the opportunity to ask the governor one question about the economy of Illinois, what would it be, Jonathan Honig?
Well, why are so many people leaving, John? I mean, you know, this state is number two in terms of exodus. People leaving, with respect to the governor, all answer. Taxes, property taxes. We have among the second highest property taxes in the nation. And this is some research now from United Van Lines. People are leaving the states with the biggest, highest tax burden. Illinois is number two on that list. So I'd say, Mr. Governor, respectfully, what can you do to help keep not only jobs?
Sounds like a good question for the Speaker, too, and the President of the Senate, for that matter.
You need to get Mike Madigan, you need to get Rauner and Ditka in a little room together.
Jonathan, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it. Watch you on Fox Business. Follow you on Twitter. Go to capitalistpig.com. Have a terrific week, sir.
Have a great week, guys.
Bye-bye. I would say, based on what Jonathan said, buy an opportunity for United Airlines today.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in Far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Oh, this is, oh my God.
Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band.
You know, I've often said that Frank sounds best on AM, doesn't he?
Oh,
I mean, really.
Sugar.
Absolutely.